Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Sorry.
Welcome back to Podmas.
Welcome back to Podmas. I've just been guzzling tea, so I feel like I sound like I've got tea in my mouth. Do you know what I mean? So I just, if I sound...
My tea's getting slightly cold.
That's why I'm just downing it.
I can't really drink a drink unless it's piping
hot.
I had a shower this morning that was just... it wasn't piping, I'll put it
way.
Just, I'm staying in a weird house. I'm actually back at my house now, but I'm staying in another house at the moment. Whilst my dad's in England.
Uh-huh.
Just seeing him. And, oh my God, the shower, it was the definition of lukewarm.
Oh.
Not nice.
That's a challenge in these winter months.
It was a challenge in these winter months. But it was just, you know, it's just, I don't think I like things unless they're boiling hot.
I want to be scolded.
I want to be on the cusp of
death.
Being burnt. Yeah, I'm
really
boiled
alive.
Yeah. Genuinely, though.
Honestly.
And do you know what? I think that's...
I want to... Take me to hell.
Yeah, no, I think I'd be comfortable
there. I'd be burning
there.
In flames. Yeah.
It's too cold.
It's chilly.
It's chilly up there in the cold.
I need a jumper.
Honestly,
I don't want my arms to get cold.
Yeah. I didn't bring a little...
There's a chill.
Scarf with me or anything. I'm packed for these conditions.
I wasn't expecting to be here.
Oh my goodness, I packed for the winter.
I left all my friends down in hell.
I packed a bikini, I thought I was going to hell.
Before we forget.
What's behind the door today?
Yeah, the door is holding just some good information today. On something we've been saying a lot about, like, the way that we understand that you can do a few, you know, one bad decision leads to another bad habit, and then you make a mistake, and then you do another silly thing, and before you know it, you're on the negative spiral, you're on the down, you're going straight down to the pits, down, 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 there she goes, flushed
down
away.
Down you go.
Down she goes.
It's not good.
It's not looking good for
her. Hello, hello, hello.
Exactly. Alack, why is it so fucking hard for me to get into my thick skull? That I could also, surprise, surprise, do a nice thing that leads to another good habit, that makes another good decision, that leads to another nice decision, and another good habit, and spiral up and stack some positive things and positive behaviours in check and have this cumulative spiralling positively effect. Why is that so hard to believe? That it's only possible to spiral down, down, down to the pits she's flushed away. You can actually spiral up, up, up to... I don't know where you guys want to go. So,
why is it so hard to think of anything that's up then?
Positive.
It's
like Australia?
It's like, I don't know what's up.
Well, we just spoke about heaven, so that's not right.
Yeah, I know. It's like, let's not
that's
use
what we would have said. It's like, fuck, we fucked the heaven joke.
It's heaven heavy this episode already.
Well, anyway, we're going to be spiraling up together because, you know, we love to spiral. And I think when we get all the classic things of, like, drinking water and going outside, it makes you want to barf. It makes you want to kill somebody.
From personal experience, barf.
No, totally. It makes me want to puke. It makes me want to slit somebody's throat. Is that too bad? I don't know if I can say that.
It doesn't feel good.
It doesn't feel good. It gets me gruesome. It gets me a little bit peeved. And actually, I think we just have to deal with it, that actually some of those things, if not most of them, if not all of them, are probably, like, generally pretty good advice.
Yeah. That is the upsetting bit, but also...
That's the upsetting bit.
It's upsetting, but it's also kind of empowering when you think...
We don't
like,
have
okay,
to feel
I actually
like
do have a lot of information. I have essentially a list of things that I know will help in certain ways.
Mm-hmm.
They obviously don't fix everything, but they can help to set you on that spiral up.
On the spiral. Spiral up. Spiral up. That's what we're doing.
First step of the spiral.
First step of the spiral is to understand that there is no pressure and that whatever step you can take is the right move for you right now. And if drinking water or going outside feels crazy daunting, that's fine. We can rein that in a little bit. Like, we don't have to move mountains today. We're just going to start thinking about what it might feel like to make a bit of an effort. God, bit of a lecturer.
All of a sudden, we've got a 10-step program for you.
First, let's just start thinking about, you know, what might that look like? It's like, God, character.
The first thing to accept about the spiral is that the spiral is a pressure-free zone.
It's a judgment-free zone.
The spiral can go up, you can go down. Do you know what? That's inherent in the spiral.
The spiral
will go up and it will go down.
Yeah.
You can't go up.
We're going to take it at your pace.
Yeah, you have.
So that would be my step one, is to just be like, look.
This is hard.
Hands up. Woohoo! Spiral. Like, it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I love it.
Let's get excited about the idea of what the spiral might mean for us.
The spiral.
I'm giving hand movements as well.
Yeah, no, you are. We're really spiraling with our hands right now.
I'm standing at a podium. And that's how I feel. You know, by the time you guys leave this session, what am I looking for? So good at this.
Just to get to grips with the model of the
just
spiral.
Just the concept of the spiral, really, is what we're working on today.
We don't need to be going all the way up the top of the spiral. But we're just going to get to grips, get comfortable
at heaven level, okay? You know, most of you are going to be working on the, you know, step one, step two sort of level. That's what we're looking at today.
Spiral is level two. Stand up for me.
Stand
to
up
the back
now.
Of the hall.
So you're
going to be giving
one.
Out hand
Okay. That would be my first step, though, genuinely, is to just be like, okay, all of these good things sound great, they sound lovely, they sound like they're for somebody else, because for me it's too daunting right now because I feel like shit, and that's fine and that's valid, and I'm just gonna sit here for a sec and I'm gonna give myself a pat on the back for just getting through. I'm like, I'm still breathing, I'm still here, I'm still existing, I've made it through to some degree, and it's been tough, so congratulations. Congratulations on you, congratulations on the podcast,
congratulations on the podcast, and congratulations on everything.
Second step, I think, would be to be like intuitive with yourself and be like, what do I feel like I can do?
That, I think, is that was what I was going to put as step one, so I'm glad you've got it in there early, because that really is the crucial thing. Because I feel like any sort of list that's like, okay, so you can feel yourself, you want to kind of be feeling a bit better in your life, you're feeling shit, whatever. For me, my go-to thing was always shoes on, we're going for a walk. And actually, that, in so many cases, it is shoes on, let's go for a walk. But that doesn't have to be, that's not like a one size fits all for every scenario.
Remedy.
walk, because sometimes it's like the walk, I think for me, will usually happen in a day, and will be one of my main sort of uplifting things I can do. But like, before you do that, are you comfortable? Are you kind of hyperventilating? And you just go, have you eaten? Like, are you a bit starving, hungry, and a walk is going to make you want to pass out? Like, there are loads of things that need to happen, really, for that walk to be the satisfying thing that you want it to be.
Yeah.
So I think it's not just like, oh, let's go through the list. It says things that make people happy. I guess swimming. Yeah, I'll go swimming. It's like, let's think from, like, internally. What do I want to do right now? Because it could be, like, have a nap.
Could be.
Like, even small things, like there's like this fleece that is in my house. This kind of just is like a fleece jumper sort of thing. And whenever I wear it, like, it's the sort of thing you'd put on it if you're really cold in the house. Like, it's really not a nice looking thing.
Yeah,
it's been
passed
around. I don't know who the initial owner of this fleece was. It's probably like one of mine or my sister's friends or something, because we wouldn't have bought this. Or something we got
handed
as a present
down.
Sort of 17 years ago. It's hideous. And whenever I'm wearing it, I'm like, oh, I just feel like shit. I feel like shit. And it's like, yeah, step one is remove the fleece. Get out of the fleece.
So true.
My sister was wearing it the other day. She was wearing it the other day and she was in such a bad mood. And then she was like, she took off the fleece and she was like, kind of saying, like, note to self, never wear the fleece.
Never again. Horcrux around your neck. No wonder you're in a stinky mood.
It's hideous.
That's not you talking. That's the fleece.
Honestly, it makes you feel like dirt.
Yeah, it's so true.
It's not nice to wear. So I think a lot of the thing is like, is your hair greasy? Like, that's not going to be making you feel great.
That will do it. To be honest,
if you're me, it often is. Like, that's probably one of the main barriers to you feeling good right now. And are you wearing a disgusting fleece that you hate?
Yeah.
It could be hurting.
You probably are not, but For the rogue the one or two of you out there, yeah, I know everyone's got some sort of fleece. I mean,
almost like, are you in dirty sheets right now in your bed? Like, there's definitely an equivalent of the fleece right now going on. For sure. Do you need a wee? You haven't dealt with your comfort levels here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're a sim.
You're a sim, and your social bar is low.
Yeah,
it's the fleece, guys.
What was I going to say? Love that about the fleece. Great.
I'm looking at it now.
That's a good one.
I record often in it. You might even...
Do you?
It's very nondescript. Like, it's not something you would ever notice, but for some reason it's got a bad...
Bad aura. It, yeah.
It's got something negative in it.
Okay, let me think. Because I had something ready for us.
Do you know what it kind of is? Sorry, I just suddenly thought. Yeah. It's kind of the Horcrux around your neck.
Are you joking, Steffi? I've just said that twice.
Did you? I missed you say that.
I said it over and over. I was really cracking up my own joke. I was like,
oh, I'm so sorry. Give me
the Horcrux. Like, oh, I was really so chuffed with myself. No, I think.
Oh, I hate when that happens where I miss a joke.
Well, you got it. You got it now.
But I got it from the back of my own brain. So it's funny.
Well, you can listen back and you'll love it.
Oh, sorry that I was speaking over you.
Don't be ridiculous. No, I was probably just speaking over you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sometimes it was a great joke, congrats.
Thank you. And thank you for thinking of it as well. Congratulations to you, really.
Well, I might have only got it great minds. Because I kind of heard it subconsciously, maybe.
Maybe. But no, I'll give you the credit. I don't doubt that you would make a joke about Harry Potter.
It's not likely.
Seems likely that we would both get there eventually.
Yeah.
All roads lead.
Lead to the Horcrux.
Yeah, okay, I guess I don't have anything to add. My thing would just be, do what feels good for you. And also, actually, okay, so my next step, and I say this all the time, and it is difficult, I think, because it's just kind of like, oh, I don't, what does that even mean? As most things I say. But I always say, and I always think, and I always say it to you, and I always say it on the pod, I always say, what am I going to say, guys? Know when to push.
Mm-hmm.
Know when to push. And I mean, like, if you know you need pushing right now, yeah, fucking push then, push. And if you know that you're pushing too hard, no. You need to know when to push, not now. Like, and that responsibility is yours and yours only. Like, no one else can come in and tell you, like, it's time for you to get up, open your curtains, come on, let's get some air in here, come on, let's get some light, get outside, get your shoes on.
Or it's time to not do that. It's time to chill.
Come on, sit you down, like, I'm going to hold you back and you're going to have to sit and you're going to watch this film with me and you're going to be thinking about work the whole time. No. Like... only you can make that decision of like, I'm pushing myself too hard, or like, this is a nice gentle way to get me moving into the positive spiral that we speak of. This is a nice, doable, it's a likely thing that I can do. It's like a healthy challenge rather than setting myself up for failure or it's just gonna make me feel shit. Like, it doesn't have to be, okay, first step, I'm going to accumulate lots of different lovely habits. I'm going to go to the gym every day this week. I'm going to drink 2 litres of water every day. I'm going to do half an hour of Duolingo every day because I'm a fucking cunt.
It's not giving fun.
No, I need to call a friend for an hour every day. I mean, Jesus, that's a lot. But like, no. Yeah.
God.
But it's like, oh, you're Barbie. You're everything. You're everywhere, everything everywhere all at once.
All
it's
at
like,
once.
No. Know when to push. You can't do that, you silly. Boo.
Sod.
Yeah.
You silly sausage.
You silly sod.
You silly sod.
And part of that comes as well from like thinking about what is intuitive to you, like drinking 2 litres of water, if you're not doing that at the moment, is that necessarily right for you? Who knows?
Yeah.
Like, that might not be the best place to start. And it definitely doesn't have to be, I'm going to do this every single day until my dying day.
Yeah.
It can just be, I'm going to make an effort. I'm going to do one thing that I can do. And it might not be like a conventional thing that other people would recognize as an achievement. Like, something that always makes me feel better is editing the podcast. Like, once I've edited an episode, I'm like, I feel amazing. I'm on top of the world.
I love, it's very convenient for both of us that makes you feel
so
good.
I love it. But it
I
does.
I guess it's a real actionable and like
it totally is.
It's an achievement that you can tick, and
it's
has
either
an end.
Unfinished
it's
or it's done. Yeah, it's done.
Yeah, it's a manageable daily thing.
Yeah, but it's also not something that I can like cash in at the social bank of capital like get some recognition for it. It's like, no one gives a shit if you've edited an episode. Like, big whoop, like Tiny Violin comes out. It's like, good for you, you've edited an episode. Like, it's not like, oh, I've been to the gym every day this week. I learned a new language. I've learned 2 new languages. I've read 6 books
every
this
day,
week.
Guys.
Like,
I would say that is giving some kind
I'm
of
I'm reading
vibe.
Nonfiction. I'm doing this. I'm doing it. It's like, no. editing a podcast is like, God, what a fucking loser. Like, but it makes me feel good. And especially in Podmas, it's like, God, okay, well, we've got episodes to edit. It feels great to do that. It's a really nice, actionable thing of like, I've done it. I've done something. And now it's like, we can keep going up from here. So I would say think about like something that just will work for you and know when to push.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I love that. First of all,
thank
round of applause.
You.
Absolutely divine.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely lovely. Lovely morsel for the ears.
morsel?
A morsel. A taste. Oh my God, it's been really in
just
my head.
Just a little
recently.
Something.
A something morsel to munch.
What's that?
From Toot Sweets. Toot Sweets.
What's Toot Sweets?
Toot. You don't know Toot Sweets?
Never heard of such a thing.
Tootsie Tootsie Bang Bang.
Oh, bloody hell, Seffy. Jesus, how old do you think I am?
Wait, have you seen that though?
I've seen like 20 years ago.
But Toot Sweets is an iconic song.
No, I wouldn't think so.
And don't try your toffee or cream.
Ooh, kind of spooky. And Toot Sweets Bang Bang is unnerving.
Huh?
It's unnerving.
It is. And they say in that something, a morsel to munch or something about a morsel.
Oh, right. Your references are always very...
off.
No, they're perfect. They're perfect. They make me feel like uneducated and like uncultured for not getting them, because it's always but it's always like, even though I know Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, but I wouldn't have picked Toot Sweets or whatever it's called.
No, but it's almost like I know it too much. It used to be my favorite film sort of thing when I was
quite kish. It's quite old English of you. You're a bit like Victorian
really
child
is.
It's like you were playing with marbles sort of thing.
Yeah, playing conkers.
Garden. Yeah, like it's very it's like there's a sweetness to it that I don't have.
Yeah, no, but I think that's just from having the video of that and watching that over and over. Like, yeah, there are definitely a weird, yeah, that's a weird one for sure.
I'm sorry.
I'll hold my hands up.
No, it's not though. Everyone would be being like, oh, Wing, you're an idiot.
I referenced something about that the other day. Someone said something about the dog. They were like, oh yeah, and all the dogs sort of come in, and I was like, yeah, Edison. And I was like, yeah, I should not know the dog's
that's
called
crazy.
Edison. Should not know that the dog's called Edison.
I definitely watched it a few times as a kid, but like, it wasn't something I was going back to a lot after the
it's
age
a crazy
of like
film.
Six.
Like, there's an intermission in the film. Like, wow. There's it literally says intermission on the screen. Like, that
that's
is a
cool.
crazy thing to see.
We should do that.
We should, actually. We kind of do.
Yeah, I guess we literally do.
This episode
do.
Is sponsored by blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
That's the that's the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang intermission.
Is Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, forgive me, is it controversial in some way? Is there something bad about it?
Oh, there definitely will be. I mean, it's made absolutely years ago.
A million
ago.
Years ago. There's just something in my memory telling me that something was bit dodgy, even
I mean,
though it obviously is
of it. Well, there definitely is.
There's
a
child snatcher
child catcher. Yeah, he's mental. He's
oh
really
I thought he was a snatcher.
He's a child catcher.
Oh God,
he goes treacle tots.
God, I get everything
all
wrong
free today.
He's oh
scary.
Convenient. Yeah, I'm
all
no.
free good okay
oh.
cool
yeah
terrifying
I would love a free treacle
and go,
tart
Jeremy treacle tots ice cream
and they get
truly
will
love those, and then they go and get some.
Why did I think it was Snatcher? That's really bizarre.
I mean, it's got the same ring to it, same energy.
Yeah, I guess.
It's just the child catcher. He's horrific. A bit of a Snape energy, to be honest, from him. Yeah.
Kind of Grinch. He's a bit long.
Yeah, Grinchy
Snape. Slender Man.
Oh, God, gross. You know, really weird film, though. Like, I'm actually going to do a watch of it soon, I think.
I would like to watch it.
I'm also due just a watch, I've there. Been thinking, of Freaky Friday.
Oh, wow.
That's like, oh, that's mean, on it.
That's a piece.
That's kind of not really in my memory of like what happens at the moment. So I need to watch that soon.
I actually recently, as in yesterday, blah, 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 what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I put together. I know I always joke that I've got like 500 films in my top five.
Yeah.
And it's a work in progress, but because I've been seeing so much of the Letterboxd stuff where they like pull people and they're like, give me your top four sort of thing.
Really
so
I've, stressful.
Really stressful. That's why I was like, I need to be prepared for all these
so
red carpets
these kind
I'm going to be
out,
on.
Please,
no, yeah.
On a social occasion. I
well,
can't
I thought
do
it would be quite good for me to know, like, I would love to know just like, what are my top five? And the joke is that I put everything in my top five. Like, I walk out of the cinema and more often than not, I'm like, that's going straight in
my
top five.
My favourite film, yeah.
But I've collated my top five, and then I've got two.
Oh my god, I'd love to hear.
Do you?
Oh my god, literally more than anything.
Okay,
stop
so
all the clocks.
They're not. They're not in order. They're not in order.
Okay.
Okay. Top.
But this is just the mishmash.
This is
top
the top
five. Okay. Can we go slowly through them?
Okay. I'll actually start with my honourable because I'm gonna do like I'm gonna keep putting my favourites on there as I remember the honourable one. So top five aside, then I'm gonna keep adding to like.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually just reminded me of one. Sorry.
God, I'm actually dying to know.
Five aside, it reminded me that I need to put Bend It Like Beckham on.
Oh, so good.
So that's so on my good. So that's on my extended
list. That's in my
list.
Top 10 100%.
Yeah, this is top 10. So Bend It Like Beckham, Shrek 2, Black Klansman. Yeah. Those
Ooh,
are
yeah.
my honorable mentions.
Yeah.
Then this is my top 5. Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Blue Valentine.
Yeah.
Prisoner of Azkaban.
Divine.
Obviously.
Has to be that.
Saltburn is in there.
What?
Yes,
no, this
I
doesn't
know.
Count then.
We'll see
this
how
is
long
just
she stays there. We'll
see
how long
seen.
She stays there. And Men in Black 2.
Okay, divine.
And yeah. that's my top five.
Wow.
Yeah, and I do feel good about it.
Yeah.
Feels like a bit of a good mix. Blue Valentine, Prisoner of Azkaban, Saltburn, Men in Black 2, Back to the Future. It's kind of got a bit of everything. It's like I'm referencing my childhood, like I'm nodding to, you know, who I've been in past. I'm keeping, you know, what's staying true to me right now. Like, I Saltburn could leave, but I'm really obsessed with it.
It's really good, but it can't, it's not, it does, it hasn't earned that a year needs to pass to see if that holds up.
Okay.
In your top five.
Well, there we go. That's my
wow,
those are a few from me. If you care, I will keep you guys updated, and I would love to hear yours, Seffi.
I don't have my top five apps actually collated in my mind, but I know that going in there oh god, I want to get up my letterbox.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think what I'm missing at the moment is some sort of like kind of Incredibles or like some sort of Pixar Disney moment. So
I think Us is going in there.
Yeah, it goes without saying.
My Neighbor Totoro.
Yep, I see that for you.
Do you know what's going in there? This was always my favorite film throughout my entire life. Really. Well, since I saw it, I didn't see this too young, but Pulp Fiction was the first film that actually blew my mind, and probably is the reason that I studied film. I actually definitely was like Quentin Tarantino. I was obsessed with as a teenager, and I hadn't watched Pulp Fiction for years because I was like, I wonder if this actually holds up.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it about 2 years ago, and I mean, there's so many things I would change and that I think are wrong in that movie, but just the structure of that film,
it's
is
a movie,
insane
movie.
That's insane, and that has to go in there. I just think that film is fucking incredible.
So that's three you've got.
Yeah, and then I would put like School of Rock.
Okay,
that's
you need something
prime
playful in there
estate.
And that's perfect. Yeah,
yeah, School of Rock 100%.
So you just need one more.
Yeah, and I don't know what that is yet, but it'll
leave
come
it
to
open
me.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah,
I've actually just added Gone Girl as well to my extended list.
Yeah, that's a great one. I would also say Promising Young Woman is up there.
Yeah,
up there, but it's not in the top five.
Well,
oh, I'm gonna put Catching, sorry, oh my goodness, I can't believe I've done this. Catching Fire.
Yeah, I can't believe you've done this.
That was the first movie
I
ever thought
you've done this.
Never End, this movie is perfect.
Oh,
Catching Fire, of course.
So cute. Never End,
Christ, I'm so sorry.
No, no, we forgive.
Top five.
We forgive.
Top five completed.
Okay, well...
If you don't hear from us.
Yeah, I hope you guys are feeling okay. I know we kind of just started talking about films and I don't know why I did that.
What was this even about?
It's like the positive spiral. I do feel like we need to wrap that.
Oh, yeah, we really do.
I would say the final spot of the step four would be kind
of... How did we get to step four?
Step four, because we did step one, no pressure.
Oh, God, I didn't know.
I've been keeping track. Yeah, step one, no pressure. Step two... was
intuitive.
Use your intuition to think about what you could actually do. Oh no.
Yeah.
My AirPod's dying. Step three was like know when to push.
Yeah.
Sort of
perfect.
Vibe. Step four is gonna be like
is
almost,
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, it's almost like you know when it's like
and Salt Burn. And
enjoy six, your five. Cookies. Enjoy the cupcakes. Step four is like sit back and enjoy the spiral.
Yeah. Lovely.
Like be happy
yeah.
about what you've made, sort of thing. Yeah. Well, thanks everyone for coming along.
Yeah, it's been a bit
workshop.
Weird this one, but that's the nature of Podmas.
That is the nature of Podmas.
And the nature
we
of
wouldn't
Seth
have had any other way.
Exactly.
Hijinks ensues.
Hijinks ensues. So if you don't hear from us...
Assume we slay
too hard.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.